You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Natalie.
And this is Chloe. And we have some great music to play for you today. We're going to kick things off with our first song, and that is The Days by the Good Old Goats, and they are from Cranbrook, an alternative folk band. Their latest release is a modern take on the classic folk rock. They have some really nice harmonies, and this is off their latest release, The Days. So here it is by the Good Old Goats.
Thank you.
Hello, just in case you missed the beginning of our show, this is the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song that we just played was No Victory by Voltry. They're a melodic rock post-hardcore quintet from Victoria. That is their latest single. And if you'd like to catch them live in Vancouver, they're actually playing their first show in the city on July 30th at 333 with Air Combat, Ugly Men, and Selfist. Cover is only $10. Definitely recommended if you're kind of into that music. Should be lots of fun. Yeah, what's up next?
We have a song by Mayday Parade. So this is called Look Up and See Infinity, Look Down and See Nothing. And this is off the band's October album, Black Lines. And Mayday Parade is one of my favorite bands, Chloe's favorite bands. I believe we'll be seeing them at Warped Tour this year if our tickets, if our media passes ever fall through. We are still waiting to hear back from the team over there, but we're hopeful. I've seen Mayday Parade probably at least 3 or 4 times now. They've played here a few times. They've done Warped Tour at least a couple times since we've started going, and they never disappoint. They're also such a caring band, right? Once we saw them in Vancouver, and it was pretty late after the show ended.
And it was pouring.
Yeah, it was pouring buckets of rain outside, and they came out and met their fans, and then Derek Sanders, who's the lead singer, was like, make sure you all get home safe, okay?
They were just really nice.
Yeah,
people.
They make sure that everyone gets their photos, and of course they like talking to their fans as well. So it's really nice to see them do that, because they've grown a lot since obviously starting as a small band from Tallahassee, Florida. And yeah, they're doing Warped Tour all summer long, currently on the tour. So hopefully looking forward to seeing them again. Here is Look Up and See Infinity, Look Down and See Nothing.
I want to feel the way you take, just a touch of adventure. Thank you.
wanna say, but these walls just hold them in. You might as well just call me Miss Volcano. I really should let the lava out, but I don't wanna burn my skin, and that's why they call me Miss Volcano. I'm
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was Miss Volcano, which is the upbeat title track off local singer-songwriter Rhea Jade's debut EP.
So Rhea won our the Permanent Rain Press's Local Band Musician of the Year contest in 2015. And she's been a guest on our show before, and it's great to see her doing so many awesome things. Something she has a hand in is the Star Experience Canada, which is in its second year right now. And deadline for entries is actually July 15th. And the Star Experience Canada is for the next best singer-songwriter. So it really encourages entrants from across Canada for young singer-songwriters.
Yeah, up-and-coming artists, unsigned, of course.
Yeah, it's great for exposure. I believe the grand prize, you get some recording time as well. And there's a lot of different showcases that go on. And then, of course, she is the host of Everia Thing, which you've talked about, a show on Shaw that is for young, talented achievers. And they will be celebrating their Wall of Stars Awards night at the end of August. So we'll probably bring that up at a later show. Hopefully we can attend. You went last year.
Yes, I did. Some great performers for sure.
And yeah, Rhea and her dad were kind enough to stop by the station the other day and dropped us off her EP. So huge shout out to her. And thank you for the Medusa sketches as well. I believe she was giving them out at the release show, which we heard was a success. So great to hear that. What's our next song?
It is Days Become Shorter by John's Mind Sounds. Is that... Do you want to expand on that?
Yeah, it was from the EP Thanks Bye, which was released in June. And John's Mind Sounds is from Coquitlam artist Jonathan Antipayan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Hello, that was Stereo by Shred Kelly. That, they're a kind of a great alternative folk rock band out of Fernie, BC, and that is off their album Sing to the Night, which came out in 2015. I really love their harmonies, and they just really have a head-bobbing nature to their tunes, which is a lot of fun. What's up next, Chloe?
The next song we have is 6 a.m. by Bottle Note. They are a band from Scotland, and this was off their recent June release, their EP Callant. So here is 6 a.m. by Bottle Note.
Look at me now, I'm still the same old boy, just with more responsibility. I'm sorry.
The song you just heard was Spark by Alyssa Baker. She's a Vancouver-raised, kind of Toronto-based, as of late, singer-songwriter and actress. That was off her brand new EP, Undone, which came out at the start of this month. Really kind of quirky electronic pop, super, super sweet song and vibe she's got going there. We recently did an interview with Alyssa, and also she performed a song off her new EP, an acoustic version of that, and you can catch both of those videos on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, what did she say?
At the PR press.
Yeah.
That's what it
is. And she sang Fine for us. Yeah, really nice girl. It was nice to connect with her after so long. We've been posting about her on the Permanent Rain Press for a number of years, probably since 2012, 2013, when she was still based in Vancouver,
at least. We started in 2012. Yeah, probably a few years. But yeah. What's up next?
We have Turn Around by The Top Boost. The Top Boost is a Vancouver 60s garage pop band. This is the title track off of their latest EP, which came out in April. They'll be working on their next record very soon. Hope to be playing some more live shows as well. So make sure you keep an eye out for them around the city. Here is Turn Around by The Top Boost. Thank you.
some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports. Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, hashtag Fear is an Opportunity to Educate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
That was Leaving by Aminar. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's the alternative project of Nova Scotia's Tawny Lucas. So that was off her release Leaving. I believe her songs are very personal, captivating. I would classify them as kind of dark pop, but they all sound really great, and you can get the release off Bandcamp at Ominar, so ominar.bandcamp.com if you'd like to check out more of her music. What's the next song we have?
Next up, we have Make You Stay by The Girl and the Dreamcatcher. They're a pop duo based in California, comprised of singers and also actors Ryan McCartan and Dove Cameron. This is probably going to appear on their upcoming EP, The Negatives EP, which comes out on July 29th.
Yeah, our outlet, or I, Chloe, I talked to Ryan last year, I believe, when he was in Vancouver. They're super talented,
filming,
though. Yeah,
filming.
They've both filmed here, though.
Yeah.
But they're super talented. I actually really like their music. So definitely looking forward to their EP release. Here is Make You Stay.
I'd sing a cappella in the rain, let the whole world think I've gone insane. Give you all my money and my name. Nothing I wouldn't do, nothing I wouldn't do.
When I'm crazy and I don't know why, would you pull me down and read my mind?
Nothing I wouldn't do.
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater, check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
A well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM with Natalie
and Chloe.
And the song you just heard was Shelter by Luca Fogali. He is a Burnaby singer-songwriter. Shout out to Burnaby, because that's where we're from, too.
Shout out to Burnaby. Anyway.
But yeah, Fogali is Burnaby singer-songwriter. That's off his debut full-length album, Safety, which just came out. Really like the gentle guitar and kind of like soft-spoken disposition, but really genuine lyrics as well. So, yeah, great song, great album. And we're going to play one more song for you, but
before that, when is our next show?
Tuesday, July 26th is our next show.
Make sure you tune in.
Maybe we'll have another guest on. We'll see.
We've been really busy. It's been tough. But we always have to make time to do this show. Because it's play you fun. All some great new music that has been on our playlists. But the last song I actually found a couple days ago on Bandcamp. This is Dirty Road by Hide In You. They are from Cranbrook. Sorry, I'm a... What? Did I almost say cranberry? It's so similar to cranberry. But anyways, this is a duo, indie rock with, I believe, a splash of punk in their music. This is off their self-titled debut EP, which was released on July 8th. So definitely check out the entire release. This is Dirty Road by Hide In You.
Thank you for listening.
Nothing but healing in the inside of